All of this requires the ability to assess what's significant, what to put in and what to leave out, and it's subject knowledge that allows us to make relevant and challenging choices. To take a period or theme and teach it from a different focus every year requires us to know something about it. That subject knowledge has got to be developed, and that's one of the key drawbacks that Ofsted highlights in its latest report, History for All, in relation to primary teachers in particular. But that's developing subject knowledge doesn't need to be boring. We can go to museums, we can watch television programmes, we can make visits, we can read historical fiction. We should be doing research at our own level, using the internet, for example, to give us some quick web-based searches. The Historical Association website's got a range of all sorts of background information that can be used to develop that. And there are other websites and places like the National Archive, which also provide a whole range that can support what we're doing. But it is important for us to undertake that subject knowledge development, because a lack of subject knowledge hinders the ability to make relevant choices. We're stuck with the superficial and the obvious, or we don't change things because we don't know about it. One of the other things that we could potentially do is to try and make links with local secondary schools, set up networks with sharing networks with subject leaders who are talking to one another. Okay, I'll find out about the Victorians, you find out about the ancient Egyptians, and we'll share with it. And again, that's another thing that's highlighted in the History for All website, is that if the networks are not going to be provided for us, it's up to us to start building them, and we should do it in whichever way we can.